welcome to Everything Is Rent, the podcast where we talk about every Rent song. This is the best.
Yes.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Beth. And we're the hosts of this program. And today with us, we have a very special guest. You know her from Loosely Exactly Nicole on Facebook Watch. You know her from Nailed It on Netflix. You know her from the most wonderful podcast in the world, Why Won't You Date Me? Her name is Nicole Byer. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi.
It's me.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. Of course. So we always like to start out by asking again. Guest, what do you think about Rent? What do you know about it?
What's your experience? I like Rent. Some people do not like it, but me, I like it. I started listening to Rent in high school and saw it three times in high school and listened to it throughout college. And I went to musical theater school, and it was towards the time where Rent was ending, the popularity for Rent was ending, mm-hmm. and Wicked was coming in as the go-to. Yeah. Because all the girls would audition with, not Take Me Out Tonight, I'm forbidden to
over
produce.
The moon.
Yeah, Over the Moon.
Yeah. Which is an insane song to
nuts.
Audition
but
with.
You can only really show off your vocal chops.
Sure.
This is the thing.
And then it went from that to Defying Gravity, which is also an insane song to hear women butcher all the time.
Or if you're a little bit quirky, you're doing Popular.
Oh, yes.
That's your audition song for Wicked. Wait, I did notice that you first, you almost said you love Rent. And then you dialed it back and said, like.
And like, either one is okay.
Well, because it's not like my favorite musical.
Sure.
My favorite musical is Taboo, the Broadway show produced by Rosie O'Donnell featuring Boy George that nobody wanted to see.
That's
your favorite
musical?
Amazing. The lyrics, the music is all incredible. The book is fine. Raul Esparza from Law and Order fame.
I forgot that Raul was in
this.
I could watch him in anything.
He's in Company.
I drove to Cincinnati to see him in Company before it went to Broadway.
Really?
Yes.
I love who you are.
Yeah.
I saw him so many times on Broadway.
Oh, his voice is a dream.
I used to watch that video of him singing Being Alive at work and make myself cry. So I would just cry
so
at work watching this dumb video of him being perfect all day long.
He's insanely perfect. He's also beautiful. I've seen him up close so many times.
You've seen him up close?
Yeah, because I would wait at the stage door. I was a very big theater nerd. I saw Cabaret like 8 times. We would do like TKTS or wait till intermission and then go in with everybody else.
There's like a name for that, right? For that grift?
Steelers of Broadway.
Steelers of Broadway.
Well, how did you see choose your seats?
What?
Going in at intermission.
Always in the mezz. And then you just wait till everyone sits down and then you go, oh, there's an open seat. We sit here.
Great.
Because if you're in the orchestra, people, they'll catch you.
Sure.
They know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because everyone there is looking around. Who else is orchestra people like me?
Who's a stealer?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you were in high school in New Jersey.
Yes.
And then you would go into the city to see
all
Rent?
All the time. Yes. After my mother passed away, yes, I have struggles. I would make fake permission slips for my dad to sign. And my dad had never seen a permission slip because my mother handled all that.
Oh my God.
So they were like full of misspellings. And I'd be like, Daddy, I need cash.
Straight from your printer?
Right to your dad. Right from our printer, hot from the press, to my dad's hand. And he would sign it and then he'd be like, I'll write a check. And I'm like, no, it has to be cash. And he never questioned it.
And you went with friends?
Yep.
That's incredible.
Who were your like Rent head friends?
The kids from drama, the drama class. Chris Brucka was one. John Mason was another.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Dissler was another. And it was like, that was like our little crew.
Are any of them stage actors, like Broadway actors now?
No. No, everyone gave up.
Yeah.
They usually everyone do. I know gave up.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're getting a shout out right now. So
look at them getting a shout out on a podcast. Yeah.
Start your career now.
So when you were going to it, who was in it on Broadway? Was it the original cast? Had it turned over a little bit?
It had turned over. I don't think anybody from the original cast of Rent was still in, because Rent ran for like 10 years, 12 years, 9 years, 8 years?
We don't know the answer to that.
I think I knew it our last episode and then I forgot.
It was a while. Carrie, not Ewes, Elvis, from
The Princess Bride?
No.
That'd be a dream.
Cary Grant?
No.
No.
Can't be him.
Hold on. I'll tell you because he was in Taboo.
Of course. The best musical of all time.
And then, oh, Sebastian Bach. No, not Sebastian Bach.
Johann Sebastian
Sebastian
Bach?
Achilles. I'm not saying anyone's name correctly. Wait, I gotta figure
out. Okay, I'm sorry. Rent closed after its original run in 2008 after a 12-year run.
Ah, 12 years.
123 performances it had.
Very good.
That was funny for me.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I gotta figure out who this...
Honestly, when you Google Carrie and Taboo, it's just a bunch of stories about taboo things Jim Carrey did. So that's not getting me anywhere.
Wait, I gotta figure this out.
Was he one of the leads, this person?
He, what? What do you mean?
Why are you talking about him? Why did you bring him up?
Because he played a part in Rent.
Oh, okay.
He was, who's the one?
Cary Shields?
Roger. Yes, Cary Shields was Roger when I saw it a bunch
okay.
of times.
Okay.
And Sebastian something was his, oh wait, no, maybe he was Roger. I don't fucking know. I give up.
So, but they had, you felt like they had like the Roger Mark chemistry that was needed for the show.
Yes.
Cause that's some, I feel like
truly
the most important part
of
the show.
Yes, it was very good. I wish I could remember the woman who played Mimi because I love, what's her name? Daphne?
Ruben Vega.
Ruben Vega. I don't understand why she wasn't allowed to be in the movie. I get that she looks old.
Well, I feel like they were like, let's get one non-Broadway name for this. And they just, the best person they could get was Rosario Dawson. And they just went with it.
But Rosario Dawson, no shade to her. I think she's a very nice lady, very talented. But I don't think she had the rawness to Mimi. Because Mimi's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take me out tonight.
Oh my God, is Daphne Ruben Vega in the room?
You're right in here.
Yeah.
What's the time? It's gotta be close to midnight. And I love singing like that in my car too, Rent. Sometimes I just listen to Rent in my car.
Oh, really?
I genuinely like Rent. I think it's got some fun songs.
I mean, you're in real good company.
Yeah, we love Rent too.
It's fun.
I would listen to it in my car, but as we all know, I don't have music on my phone. I only have podcasts.
But you could do Apple Music.
Yeah, Spotify. Well, sometimes I listen to Spotify. I'll listen to show tunes on Spotify, but I'm signed in with Zeke's Spotify. So I'm messing up his whole situation.
You know how Spotify at the end of the year will be like, this is the number one song you listen to. And this is the, my number one song for the past 2 years has been a Rent song.
Really? Been, which one?
It's the Seasons of Love.
Seasons of Love is very
I
good.
I listen to more than any other song for the past 2 years.
It's so I fun. Mean, it's fun to sing along with. It's fun to listen to.
Yeah. And if
it
you're
has
like,
no flaws.
If you want to, like, you know, sometimes when you're like, I just want to feel some feelings, it's a perfect song to put on and just like sing and feel your feelings, but not have to be like burdened with your own actual.
I do that with My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. I will sob to that in my car and scream sing it.
Yeah.
We did La Vie Boheme for, I think, a talent show in high school. It was bad.
Who would put it, like, did you, was it, like, sanctioned or you got a group of friends to put it together?
I believe Chris Bracco was like, we're going to do La Vie Boheme.
Yes.
And we're like, all right. And we had this, like, shitty folding table that, like, we had to, like, get on. It was terrifying that we were going to break it.
Yeah.
So I did not get on it. I was
who
like,
did you play?
Just like a friend at the cafe because I can't sing.
Yes. Yeah.
Did which you... has really hindered my life.
Not being able to sing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I heard you sing earlier. It sounded pretty good.
When did you hear that?
Just a minute ago, you were singing a Mimi
song. Take me out tonight.
You just need a little auto-tune.
Yes.
You're good to go.
Thank you.
Very memorable.
What is that? Light My Candle. I like that song. Would you light my candle? And went out again. That whole song is like Mimi being like, and then Roger being like, are you okay?
Truly.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I'm on drugs.
Yeah.
He's like, then,
yeah,
are
she's
you
like,
okay?
I dropped my heroin, man.
Yeah, but I mean, they're both like destined to repeat their past mistakes, mm-hmm, of like him, mm-hmm, taking care of a sick girlfriend, her, I guess, having, I don't know, daddy issues.
Mm-hmm. Daddy issues.
Also, they say baggage a lot as a euphemism for AIDS, yes, in that play.
Yes.
Which is wild.
Yeah. I'm looking for baggage that goes with mine, and it just means I'm looking for AIDS.
It's someone
to go with my AIDS
too. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what a wild thing to make a fun-loving musical about the deaths of your friends. That's yeah, essentially what it was.
Truly. Yeah. All of the people in the life support meetings are named after Jonathan Larson's friends who died of AIDS.
Oh, my God.
Sorry to bring her down. But
I mean,
it's
terrific, yeah, to live in New York in the 80s and be a creative person. You literally watched your friends one by one die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, the government did fucking nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are they doing? Planning the Second Avenue subway for 30 years?
See you then.
I mean, when will that be open?
Don't know. Is it not yet?
Is it open?
I don't know.
I was just in New York yesterday, but like, I don't take the subway anymore.
Sure. Are we talking cabs or Lyfts or Ubers?
Cabs.
Or, yeah.
I love a cab.
I love, yeah, a cab.
Yeah.
I have no idea how the subway works anymore.
I will. I always buckle my seatbelt when I'm in a Lyft or an Uber, but I get, mm-hmm, in the cab and I'm like, I'm free. I don't need to do it. And I don't know why.
They used to have those recordings where celebrities reminded you to buckle up. Yeah. Were you ever in New York in that era?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
It was, I think when I was, mm-hmm, in like middle school or high school and would visit there, it would be like, hi, I'm so-and-so from Law and Order. Hmm. And there would be a pun often, mm, too. You got to put your seatbelt on and then some pun related
to them. Do you remember
the
subway ads where it was like, Jerry Orbach gave his eyes.
Yes.
Give the gift of sight,
oh my
to
God,
a friend.
Yeah. Yes. But it's crazy to be like, thanks for reminding us that this guy we used to watch on TV is dead now and
his eyes are somewhere.
It's great. I really support organ donation, but it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's
wait, where did you two grow up?
California, mostly.
Yes, I knew this. Mm-hmm.
Colorado.
No idea.
Colorado, yeah.
No,
a lot of people guess I'm from New Jersey.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You got a real Jersey look to you.
I guess so. Yeah.
Wait, did you grow up in Denver?
In Denver, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And not Frutia?
And not Fruta?
Okay. Is that what you say?
There is a town called Fruta in Colorado.
Yes, that's what I was talking about.
Have you been to
Fruta? They got a big old dinosaur there.
I haven't even been to Fruta.
I drove from New York to California with my sister.
Oh.
And we stopped in Fruta. I thought it was, yeah, Frutia. And I tried to pick up a hitchhiker and she wouldn't let me.
Your sister is correct.
But he was so cute. Oh my God.
Yeah, he probably smelled very bad.
Maybe, or maybe not.
Maybe not, though.
Maybe he was just like outside, like being like, yeah, I'm just trying to get from point A to point B. So help me.
Did you consider stopping in Santa Fe to open a restaurant there? Or...
No.
Just drove straight through.
Didn't want to open up a restaurant in Santa Fe.
Sunny Santa Fe would be nice.
Have you ever taken singing lessons?
No. Yes, twice. I don't know why I'm lying to you.
I feel like I knew the answer.
Well, I was in choir in school and, oh, dang, what was her name? I can't remember. She was blonde and she had a very weak chin. There's two people I know with weak chins. But her chin just faded into her double chin, like the second part of her chin.
Sure.
And she had blonde, frizzy hair and she'd go, okay, meatballs, let's sing. And then she would start doing chords and we would all have to warm up that way.
She ran your choir and she called you all meatballs?
Uh-huh. Yep, okay. She was a very interesting woman. So that was one singing. Well, I guess that wasn't lessons.
Right.
But then
like
I started
taking singing
lessons with Chris Braca, this man whose name,
whoa,
I'm going to drop 100 times.
Chris Braca, shout out.
His singing teacher became my singing teacher. And she was like, you have a voice deep inside of you. I don't know if I can get it out. And I said, okay. And then, so I've had three singing teachers. So then in college, I went to a terrible school and I took a singing class there. And Christian was his name. I can't remember his last name. But I sang Unbreak My Heart. And I was in a class where we all lied to each other. We're all like, you did a good job. And yeah, nobody was doing a good job.
What a funny song to sing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel
Unbreak My Heart?
I would imagine it would be like musical song, like songs from musicals, but.
Oh, you're right. I guess it is dumb that at musical theater school, I wasn't singing something from a musical.
I don't think it's dumb. I think it's interesting.
Well, no black woman in musicals sings a simple song.
It's well, always, there's Can't Stop Loving That Man.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a hard song, no?
Maybe. My dog's shaking around. It might be.
I wish you never explained it. I wish.
I mean, is that really what that sound was? Or am I lying? Who knows?
I don't know. I feel like black ladies are always like.
Oh, like there's a little bit too much embellishment.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
I can't do that. Like Avenue Q, you can be as loud as the hell you want. It's such a fun song, but it's hard.
There's a lot going into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Is there anything you don't like about Rent? Is there one song you get to and you skip or you're like, why'd they do that?
The voicemails I don't need.
Oh.
I don't really. Mark, this is your mom. Yeah, I don't need them.
Why? Don't you want to know like more about them? More about their families?
No. No, I don't care. Let's get back to Mimi and her drug addiction and AIDS riddled body.
So you're a Mimi person.
I love Mimi.
Okay.
I just love her. I love Angel. Angel's a great character.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I love Collins's reprise of I'll Cover You.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Jesse L.
Like
Martin.
Breaking just, down.
Oh, he's just wailing. Oh,
I saw it with
I
my family
it.
And just like wept so hard.
Yeah.
I was like a sophomore. I may have.
Did you see it with the original cast?
No, it was on tour in San Francisco when I saw it. But man.
Oh yes, because you were here in California. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Northern California.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember who because I saw it on Broadway multiple times and then on tour multiple times. And I've seen it at like schools
Did
when they've done it.
Really? You've seen it at schools?
Oh, yeah.
What
if a neighborhood school is doing it, I'm going to go watch Rent. Yeah.
Did you see it at the Bowl?
No.
It was at the Bowl. And I believe some dumb brunette played Mimi, who I was like, this is insulting.
Yeah, the casting there is often insulting. We saw Chorus Line with Mario Lopez as the director.
Whoa!
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, it was perfect because it was, you know,
it's a Chorus Line.
And I mean, I do love Mario Lopez, but it was also like, well, this is special.
I wish I had seen that. I guess I should go to the Bowl more.
Yeah.
I wanted to see them. They were going to do The Little Mermaid, but then Rebel Wilson was playing Ursula. And I was like, when did she stop her assault on America? One. Two, why doesn't a drag queen play it? Divine is inspiration. Let a queen. Let Eureka play that part.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Eureka could sing, but you know.
That's okay.
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Ursula might be a role that would work with your vocal stylings.
Poor unfortunate soul.
See, that's got that grit. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was perfectly on pitch.
Thank you. The people listening to this are going to be so upset that I'm singing so much. But I just, I want to sing.
Yeah.
You guys have to see Taboo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how you'll see it.
Should we put it on?
I don't know if it's on the internet, but it's so good.
No, I mean,
good.
We stage
Should we perform
it.
Taboo?
Should we all be in
Taboo? I would love to, because there's this one character played by, I think, Liz McCarthy. I think that's her name. She's so good. Have you ever seen Drop Dead Diva?
No. Yes.
The lead of that, Brooke Elliott, was also in Taboo.
Ooh, I love her.
I fucking love Drop Dead Diva. What a terrible, terrible television show.
It is
and
perfect.
I love it.
Yes.
Ooh-wee.
I was
it's
very
the
taken
best.
In the first episode. I was like,
it's,
yes.
Do you know the premise?
Mm-mm. It's insane.
A model. That was very funny. This dog can't be tamed.
And she is chosen right now to want to play.
All right. The dog is put away. We're back and better than ever.
We put the dog in a Quiet Place style baby
they
box.
They put the dog down. They put it down.
Hey, we'll get into dog murder later on this podcast, actually.
Stay tuned, my friends.
For now, we're going to listen to the fifth track, the Rent soundtrack.
Yes.
It's You Okay, Honey. Here we go.
Christmas bells are ringing, Christmas bells are ringing, Christmas bells are ringing somewhere else, not here.
okay, honey?
I'm afraid so.
They get any money?
No, had none to get. But they purloined my coat. Well, you missed a sleeve. Thanks.
Hell, it's Christmas Eve. I'm Angel.
Angel. Indeed. An angel of the first degree. Friends call me Collins. Tom Collins. Nice tree.
Let's get a band-aid for your knee. I'll change. There's a life support meeting at 9:30. Yes, this body provides a comfortable home for the acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
As does mine.
Wow, we'll get along fine. Get you a coat, have a bite, make a night. I'm flush.
But my friends are waiting.
You're cute when you blush. The more the merry, ho, ho, ho. And I do not take no.
So that's You Okay, Honey. What mm-hmm, a song. Mm-hmm. So this is, we got Collins and Angel meeting mm-hmm. in this song. We'll meet cute after it's Collins gets beat up.
Very cute.
I thought this might be a perfect episode for you because your podcast is about dating.
Yes, why and this is such can't the beginning I of a relationship. Find somebody after they take my coat but miss a sleeve, which is insane.
Yeah,
that someone ripped his coat off,
off his body,
but magically his sleeve stayed on.
Yeah,
that's
as though
nuts.
It was like glued to his upper arm, and it just ripped off.
But
at
that
the seam.
Means the front of his coat is not connected to the sleeve.
Yes,
how would you rip that off without getting caught on him and pulling?
Unless it turned inside out and then it caught that way.
Oh.
But it doesn't do that. It like it detaches at his shoulder.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's not like the arm. It's insane. Yes.
I mean, they use it for like the shortest bit later to call back
uh-huh.
where they're like shopping for coats.
Coats, yes.
They have his.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really pay off.
No, sure doesn't. But like also Angel is Angel in costume in her?
No,
not at this
not
point. But she's sort of in her streetwear like mm-hmm. drummer. Mm-hmm. Look.
Drummer. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Wearing a beanie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also like that they say this body provides a comfortable home for acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
Yeah, because they're showing, we've seen Roger who's been sort of knocked down by AIDS.
Yes.
And then we're seeing Collins and Angel. They're living with it.
Yes,
yeah.
They're living their best lives. They're going to meetings.
Yeah.
But they truly find love so quickly.
Yeah, they're in love right away. Mm-hmm.
And everyone here at this table's in a relationship. Is that really how it happens? You meet someone on the street and it's love at first sight and you go to a meeting and then you fuck and that's it? Tell me, please.
Well, that does mirror how my relationship started. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I think actually how relationships start are you do comedy at UCB. You meet someone there and then you start dating them.
Yeah, but probably like years after you thought you might. At least for me.
Yeah.
Truly 5 or 6 years after we met, I started dating my boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sarah had just gotten the shit beat out of her on the street.
Yeah, they took my dang coat.
But you still had that sleeve.
I still had that sleeve.
Are you sure they didn't purloin it?
I think they purloined my coat because I had no money to give.
Where they're
wait,
like,
what is purloin?
Smart. It just means stole.
Oh, wait, do you have the lyrics?
I got the lyrics right here.
Oh,
we start out with
dang.
This fun, you know, the first
yes.
of a few fun, like, there's like a runner of this homeless man singing about how it's Christmas time, mm-hmm. but not for these like poor people in the East Village, mm-hmm. which is big laugh line, the somewhere else not here, mm-hmm. huge laugh.
But
huge
also,
laugh.
But true also, and honest.
Yes.
But not true anymore.
What do you
all
mean?
All of New York has been gentrified.
Oh, yes,
so
that's
it's
true.
Christmas wherever you want it in New York.
I think if you go far enough east over to, like, you know, Avenue D.
Sure.
It could still be.
Uh-uh.
Not even D?
Uh-uh.
E?
Uh-uh.
I
you
mean,
gotta
there
go
isn't an
over
Avenue
to
you gotta go to F. You gotta get right in the water.
You gotta go to Avenue
no,
Q.
No, I truly think all of Manhattan has gentrified.
Yeah, so it's Christmas bells are ringing all over
everywhere.
Manhattan.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's
true.
Although I was at UCB East, which is East 3rd and Avenue A.
Yeah.
And as I was leaving, there was a woman at a bus stop digging in her butt.
All right.
Was her butt out or was her hand in her pants?
Her hand was in her pants.
Yeah.
Her pants are down low enough that you can see a little butt cheek, a little crack happening.
Yeah.
And I don't know what she was digging for, but she was digging.
Yeah.
To the point where I was like, I don't know if you're ever going to find it if you got to dig that hard.
Yeah.
It's up
gone.
There.
You're like, it's gone.
It's gone.
You're going to have to wait for your body to naturally expel it once you're... So these villages still have some of this flavor.
They've got one lady. Yeah, they've got one lady.
That one lady.
You're still. Right. You're She's doing good. Right. I guess I was being too hard on New York. I guess it's still a little crunchy around the edges.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, but soon it'll be all gentrified.
I know.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to have to go really far out to get to the part where Christmas bells aren't ringing. Yeah.
Somewhere else, not there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Colin's telling Angel that they purloined his coat because he's a college professor. He's very smart.
But he's a college professor, right?
Yeah, and he doesn't have any money.
Very poor?
Yeah, because he got fired.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's something I've missed in these many years of.
Yeah. See, I think that comes up later.
Yeah.
I don't think we found that out yet.
And doesn't he do something to an ATM at one point where they get money?
That's the very end.
I'm like, why don't you do that all day, every day, and all the time?
That's one of the things that I think infuriates people about Rent is that, like, one of the solutions to getting money is steal it. And two, if he had the power to get a bunch of money,
do that literally in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then but then we wouldn't have Rent.
Yes, exactly.
How we gonna pay?
And then Collins just comes in and is like, here's a bunch of money from an ATM.
You break an ATM. And then they're like, and then that's it.
Yeah. And then here comes Angel on Christmas Eve of all times.
Yes, an angel. Indeed.
I do love the difference between their voices in this song so much. Mm-hmm. Like Colin's like deep voice and Angel's more like feminine voice.
Yeah, beautiful tenor.
It's so fun to listen to and go back and forth.
Because Angel seems so great and so loved by everybody, but it's Christmas Eve. Where are Angel's friends?
Yes, who were Angel's friends before this?
Yeah.
It makes me think that maybe Angel has a dark side.
Oh.
That maybe Angel... Little isn't devil? An angel. Should
maybe
be
a little devil?
Or he? I don't know.
They go back and forth in the musical.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes when they refer to him as him and her as her sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So either way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe this is before they, them pronouns.
I think, before I was aware of them.
Yes, before, the world was like, this is what we do now.
What if this?
What if
Angel doesn't exist?
Oh
my God.
Is an actual angel?
But then that wouldn't make sense for everyone else seeing Angel.
Well.
Unless they're all super close to death. And Angel's bringing them to the other side.
Well, that movie Michael about that where John Travolta was an angel?
Was an angel,
but,
yes.
But like everyone could see him and he like banged one lady, I think. But
he's an angel who fucks somebody?
Yeah, he like comes down to earth and he like parties a bunch. I don't remember the full plot.
Well, on Drop Dead Diva, they couldn't do that.
Oh, that's what we were talking about. You were going to say the plot of Drop Dead Diva.
Oh, yes.
Right before. Isn't that hilarious that my mind was like, we have to talk about it.
All right.
Okay. What's Drop Dead Diva is a girl who is a model who's trying to like be the successful model. She gets in her little like convertible and then she gets hit by an orange truck and the oranges fall on her and then she like dies. Mm-hmm. And as she's dying, this fat lawyer is also dying. And the model goes up to heaven and literally presses the return button on a keyboard and gets sent back down to earth and goes into the fat lawyer's body.
What?
Yes. I mean, at the very least, it should be Control F. Control, what's undo? Control Z.
Control Z, yeah.
Yeah.
It should be. You are right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Return is so on the nose. And then she still has the mind of this dumb model, but then she'll just be like, I can't eat an eclair. I have to go on a diet. I'm so big. And then here's a legal algorithm of whatever, whatever, whatever. And then whenever she says something smart, she goes, oh, and then,
oh my God.
And then she works with Grayson, who is the model's ex-boyfriend, but now he doesn't know that his dead girlfriend's in the body of this fat lawyer friend that he knows. And then she gets a guardian angel who then tries to fuck her friend, and then he has to go away. And I think it's because he got a show called A to Z, and that was in first position. So then he had to leave.
Okay, yeah. Well, Angel does seem to be some sort of combo between the character Michael from Michael and the dead guardian and dead angel. Woman.
Yes. Yeah. It looks like Margaret Cho was in that.
Margaret Cho was in what?
In Drop Dead Diva.
Yeah, Drop Dead Diva. Yes,
she was
good.
Not in the first season, but she joins later. Oh, wait, no, I'm a liar. She was in the first season. She plays her assistant.
Great.
It's a perfect show.
So, Angel, I feel like this might be a good dating tip. Angel, yes. And I actually think you already live by this. Angel immediately is like, hello, I am Angel. I have AIDS. Here's my deal. It's like, so we're starting this relationship off very...
Hi, I'm Nicole. I have a wet pussy.
That's my deal.
I have a chronic sexual
I'm always ready. I'm always ready to receive. Always. Give it to me, please.
Have you ever tried that?
Probably. Probably okay, well, drunk in a bar being like, excuse me, take me home, I put it right up in me.
I do wonder, like, is this supposed to be a laugh line when Collins is like, friends call me Collins, Tom Collins? Are we supposed to laugh?
It's a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. But is it supposed to be?
I didn't know if you knew it.
Okay, Beth.
Look, I'm only 19.
Is it? Yeah, that's a joke.
But no one ever laughs at it. Do people laugh at it?
Older audience members, I think, do.
But it's not a joke. It's just
it is a joke.
It's one of those. Do we think his name is actually Tom Collins?
No.
Or it's like his... What is his actual name?
Probably George.
It's like George Collins.
Friends call me Collins, Tom Collins.
I bet his actual name is Tom, and then he ordered a Tom Collins one, since friends were like, Collins, Tom Collins, even though his last name is like...
I think his name is like...
John Travolta.
John Travolta, I think.
His name is John Travolta Collins, and he's making a joke about his name being Collins, and then the drink Tom Collins. Yeah. I think he's trying to be cute for Angel.
Yes, he's... Mm-hmm. But do they actually call him Tom Collins, or is he making that up?
They all call
moment?
Him Collins.
They call him Collins.
So maybe he's not, they don't actually call him Tom Collins.
They don't. It's a joke.
So you don't think Mark and Roger and the gang call him Tom Collins?
I bet that's how it originated.
It's not a good joke.
No. It's like if your name, okay, say we meet and we're having a little meet cute.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh, my name is Bond. My friends call me James Bond, but my name is Nicole Bond. It's... a joke.
But what?
Why
my
not?
Friends call me Bond. James Bond.
Yeah, because my name is Nicole Bond. But everyone just calls me Bond.
And then I'm like, what? So your name is James?
No, I go, no, it's a joke because James Bond, he's famous.
But what's your, I'm just trying to get your actual name.
Oh, no, Bond. That makes sense though.
But what's your first name?
I don't want to tell you because I'm telling you a joke.
This is a true who's on first sort of situation. This is old timey as hell.
I'm just saying that it's not a good joke.
Okay, yes, it's not a good joke.
Sure, but it feels real. I feel like this is how nicknames happen. Think of,
well, oh, you know what?
You think it's a non-joke. You think...
I think it's a joke, but I think it's also like...
But you think they also do call him Tom Collins?
Yeah. Because that's how nicknames happen.
I don't think that's right.
Because if your name was Bond,
Nicole
James, Bond,
Nicole Bond,
I would call you James Bond constantly.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't. Because I'm dumb.
But would
I like
you?
Dumb nicknames. I would every now and then, yeah.
We once gave my friend Rusty the nickname Rusty because there was two Dylans in drama club and we didn't want to differentiate the two. So we gave him his name. That was his name in the play.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not a joke.
No.
That's how Dickie Copeland got her name.
Really?
Yeah, because her name's Kristen. Sorry to out this, Dickie. I hope it's fine. But she was in a play where there were two Kristens.
Was she playing Dickie in the play?
No, she wore the brand Dickie's pants a lot.
Oh, so he's like, pants. Dickie.
Yeah. Man, they're going to change my name to Ann Taylor Loft.
You mention Ann Taylor Loft 30 times a day. It is so often.
They call you okay?
I don't know why I loved that so much. Oh, I'm legitimately crying. Oh my
the store where most of my pants come from.
The thought of people calling you Angela Long is so long and funny. Ooh, these glasses are filthy. How do you clean glasses?
Don't know. I have perfect vision.
You got to get a
cloth. Do you really?
Yeah. 2020.
How?
I don't know. Just good eyeballs.
Do you have 2020?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I have that. I have Jerry Orbach's eyes in my head.
Jerry Orbach's eyes.
Imagine.
But I think you're right. He's making a joke because he's like Tom Collins, and then it doesn't hit. He's immediately like, let me change the topic.
Yeah.
Nice tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also part of like the we're introduced. Wait, like,
is that what he says? Unit. Nice tree.
Yeah, because Angel at that time has just like sort of metal with lights on it.
Yeah, there's Christmas lights. Up.
Yes.
And so that's another time when we learn like this is like a non-traditional unit set where things are just sort of represented. Yeah.
Here's a question: how come nobody was using condoms?
Because they didn't know.
Yeah, I think it was not as well known, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, you knew that condoms were probably good because condoms existed before.
Right?
I think.
They were, yes. It wasn't like
but it existed since like medieval.
Really?
Or even before, like a form of them, right? When did condoms? When were condoms?
I don't know. Because it was like latex a thing that's been around for a while?
I'm not sure when latex condoms
has been around for a while. But who's the person who's like, yeah, let's skin these sheeps and wrap them on our dick?
Yeah, it looks like condoms as a method of preventing STIs have been used since at least 1564.
Whoa!
Rubber condoms became available in 1855, followed by latex in the 1920s.
So I have a theory. They didn't use them because it wasn't as good to have sex with a condom.
Condoms do suck. They're bad.
But
give me a veiny dick.
With no condom over it?
I mean, preferably, but we'd have to be in a relationship because I'm not promoting unsafe sex.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Give me
and
a veiny dick.
And you have to like both go get tonsil and like have a conversation.
Did you consider calling your podcast Give Me a Veiny Dick?
I did. And it was vetoed. Ugh.
Can't imagine why.
I just want a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Truly, just to like go on trips with him, fuck me every night.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. To cover you with 10,000 kisses, maybe?
Yes.
Collins and Angel style? Mm-hmm.
Yes. I want it's someone also, to cover me.
This relationship is also, they're in so fast that Collins is like, my friends are waiting. And Angel's like, down with hanging out with his friends, like immediately upon meeting him.
Well, I think it was a freer time back then. I think they're just like, whatever.
I'm still on the condoms Wikipedia page. It says that after learning in the early 1980s that AIDS can be a sexually transmitted infection, the use of condoms was encouraged to prevent. But it was like not heavily encouraged, like nowhere near to the point where we know it now.
Do people know where AIDS came from?
I don't know.
Get on that wiki.
Alrighty. Well, I think it was God's punishment.
It's gotta be. It has to be it.
For people having fun!
Yeah, I don't know. I certainly don't know where AIDS came from.
It's a very interesting epidemic that nothing was done about it until it started affecting people who in the government's eyes mattered.
Yeah.
Not to get super political, but that's very interesting. When it was killing people of color and gay people, they were like, who fucking cares?
Totally. Yeah. And then they just let it spread and didn't tell people to use condoms because they're like, white people seem fine.
And then when nice white people started dying, they said, oh no, it's an epidemic. Kind of like the opioid epidemic right now.
Yeah, it's all of a sudden people are like, this is a problem because a bunch of rich people's kids are dying.
Yeah. It's crazy. AIDS was first clinically observed in 1981 in the United States. So
that
probably
so
before
late.
Then.
That
it
is
does
so late.
Feel so late.
And it just happened. I mean, who knows?
Isn't that nuts? It just happened like 35 years
this
ago.
This just says like first clinically observed in 81 in the United States. So we don't know about before then.
Oof.
I like that in your math, it's 2016, which was which was a much nicer time. Remember the spring of 2016?
Oh, yes.
Those were the days.
Yes, I remember.
Grandma?
Yes. 2016, Obama was still in office. I like that nice black man.
What a good president. What a fun name to say.
Nope.
Yama.
That started out grandma, then became sort of like a South Park character. Yeah, well, whoop.
What's going on?
This is a house of sounds.
Welcome to our house of sounds.
Oh, this is hilarious. You need olive oil, a bigger bottle, laundry detergent, and small light bulbs.
Yeah, because look above us.
And then you need eggs for 5 minutes and squash for 7 minutes.
That's how long you put them in your Instant Pot.
Oh, wow.
Those are tiny small light bulbs. And we need some.
you need at least three.
Yeah.
But I would go ahead and say you need at least,
because two of those 13. Are not.
You need at least 13. Because you'll have three to replace the three that are out, and then you'll have 10, and then you'll have two for
full
every
round of light bulbs. Yes. Are you trying to make up for your bad year math earlier?
No.
By doing light bulb? No.
I like to have things in my house so I don't have to leave my house to go get it for a while.
Yeah, of course.
So like when I buy eyeliner, I will buy four at a time.
Yeah.
One goes in my travel bag, one goes in my normal thing, and then I have two for just in case.
Yeah.
I am my mother's child. My mom we were a family of four, and she shopped at Costco for no good reason. And she would have like canned goods in the basement for like a whole nother family.
Yes.
Just like so much toilet paper. When she died, my dad died 6 years later, and we were cleaning out the house, and there was no less than 200 rolls of paper towels left in the basement. So we went around the neighborhood giving out paper towels, and
what?
All of them were like, why do you have so many? And we were like, oh, because my mom bought in bulk. And they were like, these are from your mom.
Because they all knew that she had like passed away a long time ago.
Yeah. That she had passed away a full 6 years earlier.
Oh my God.
And that we were giving away things. And then like the canned goods were bad, and we had to throw, it was a fun
mess.
Yeah,
to have canned goods to the point where they've then expired is
a long time. Because my dad was just by himself. There was no way he could get through the storage of a family of 10's food.
Yeah.
But if like the world ended, we would have had so much ketchup.
Oh my God. And you would have been able to clean up. It spills so much.
I spilled more of our ketchup. Oh, no problem. We have so many paper towels.
So please buy 13 of tiny light bulbs for me.
Okay, we will.
Thank you.
But actually, for
how they sell light bulbs in sets of 13.
Wait, so like,
sorry, cannot talk about our lighting fixture for one more minute.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Great. Well, I feel like we've talked about You Okay, Honey a fair amount.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts about this song?
It
has some Santa Fe riffs in it.
Does
like,
it?
Yeah, I think so. There's like, that's in it, and then end it has that like. Like it ends the same way ish that
Scroll
Santa Fe ends.
Please.
It's like,
it's interesting.
Has that.
I always think it's interesting the way it ends with Angel saying, the more the merry ho ho ho.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why not just say the more the merrier? But it's like so flirty at that point.
Well, if you do the syllables that way, you go, the more the merrier ho ho. And well, Santa's not saying ho ho.
Right. But like, why say ho 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 at all?
Because it rhymes with no. And I do not take no.
Yeah, because if he's like, the more the merrier, and I do not take narrier, how's he going to pull that off?
I do not take no is not sung. It's just a line.
Mm-hmm. But it rhymes with ho, ho, ho. You can't deny that.
I mean, I won't, but the two previous lines don't rhyme. Oh, wait, they
flush,
do kind of flush with blush.
Yeah,
I'm flush.
Angel is very proactive.
Angel gets after it.
After they are both like, we got the AIDS, we're going to life support. Angel's just like, great, we'll get along fine. We're going to get you a coat. We're going to go eat. We're going to have a night of it.
Mm-hmm.
What does I'm flush mean?
I mean, he's flush
he has
with
a lot
cash.
Of money.
Oh!
Which we find out about soon.
Oh, yeah! I'm gonna start saying that I'm flush, but then I think people will be like, is she hot? Because like I feel like when
flushed,
you're
flushed. Mm-hmm.
Interesting that if you just add an ed it becomes something new.
Are you trying to prove to people that you have money? I'm flush.
I'm flush.
I guess people never believe me when I say I have money. And I'm going to use a new word. And I'm going to get them to believe me.
That'll do it.
I'm going to start saying, I do not take no more to be like Angel. Is that a good tactic?
And I do not take. I'm going to say, the more the merry ho, ho, ho.
I hope you do.
But I'm going to sing it in that very flirty way.
Great. Well, let's move on. We have a special game to play.
Yes, I love games.
Great. Well, this is a Nicole Bond special.
Yes. My friends call me James Bond.
I believe it. Wait, so is your first name James?
No, it's Nicole.
We're going to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with this game.
Yes.
You say three names.
Yes.
You got to pick one of them to have sex with.
Yes.
One of them to engage in a marriage with.
Yes.
And then one of them to murder.
Yes.
Great.
Which is like such a jump.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to fuck you, I'm going to marry you, and I'm going to murder you.
Yeah.
It should be fuck, marry, ghost.
Yes, or fuck, marry, break up with, or fuck, marry, decide to not have a baby with.
Yes. Unfortunately, that's not the game.
No,
and
there's
nothing we can do to change it. So,
okay, great.
We're going to start with Mark, Roger, and Benny.
Mark, Roger, Benny.
All roommates at one time.
Yes. Okay. I am going to fuck Benny because he has no AIDS. Well, I guess Mark does not have AIDS.
Correct. Yeah.
So I could fuck Mark. Actually, I could fuck Roger with a condom.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to fuck Roger with a condom.
Do it.
I'm going to tell him we have to do the condom.
Yeah.
Or he could pull out. Wait, how is it transferred?
What do you mean?
But if he like pulls out and comes in my stomach, am I good? Oh no, isn't everyone got it?
It's actually transferred through the belly button. I think it is, if you use a condom, it's unlikely that you'll get AIDS.
Okay.
But yeah.
I'm fucking Roger, I'm marrying Benny, and I'm killing Mark.
Whoa.
Why do you want Mark dead? He's too annoying?
He's so fucking annoying.
He's very annoying.
That dumb sweater, and glasses, close up on Roger.
Can you imagine he's watching all his friends die?
No.
Oh,
no.
Huh? He's watching all his friends die.
Yeah, so he should die too. Get in on the fun.
And you're marrying Benny because he's rich?
Yeah.
All
taking
right.
care of cheat. Myself.
But he's rich.
He cheats. Yeah, he cheats with Amy.
Whatever. I'll cheat on him with Roger until he's dead. It'll be great.
Okay.
It works great. Out.
Good answer.
Settled. Do you want to move on to the next?
Yeah, our next. Maureen, Joanne, or Mimi? Fuck, marry, kill.
Ooh, Maureen, I'm killing. She's so annoying. Joanne, I'm a Mary.
Poor Maureen.
I feel like Joanne would like take care of me because she takes care of Maureen, even though she doesn't fucking deserve it.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Mimi because Mimi's wild.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, that does feel sort of open and shut, those three.
Oh, right? For sure.
I can't imagine someone disagreeing.
Yeah.
But maybe they will.
Also, Mimi has drugs. So like, we can have a great
a fun
and
time.
And it's pure.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And she lets you know.
She specifies.
And but you also don't have to marry that person who has drugs.
No.
Yeah. Which is great.
And just fuck
honestly, I'm really standby. I would marry maybe Joanne out of anybody in the cast.
Yes.
Because
she's very level-headed. She's a lawyer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
employed.
She's also like passionate. Like you can see that like she and Maureen probably have like...
Mm-hmm.
Fun,
but also
romance.
What a life to be like a lawyer with money who's like, I'm gonna go down to the Lower East Side with these fucking people with no money.
Truly.
Yeah. She has a bunch of pro bono work. She's great.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Also, you've killed Mark and Maureen and they dated once. Imagine that couple.
Oh my God.
Everyone was like, should we go on a double date with Mark and Maureen?
No, never. Not.
Ugh.
I love them both.
Sure.
I would fuck them both. No, I wouldn't. I agree with your assessment
so
far.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Let's do Collins, Angel, and Paul, the leader of the life support meeting.
All right. Let's kill Paul because I don't know about him.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay. So
he's so helpful.
I guess I would marry Angel and fuck Collins. Yes. And I think
Tom Collins?
I would fuck Tom Collins.
But
I think
what
I would marry Angel because Collins loves Angel so much. So like he must be this like amazing magical person, and you do see some of the magic,
yeah.
But there must be more, because "I'll Cover You" is such an emotional song, mm-hmm. and you feel it,
yeah.
So yeah, that's it. That's it.
I'd kill Angel. No.
No.
Well, sorry to break it to you. He dies.
Yeah. Well, maybe I would kill him because he's just so close to death already.
I know.
But I would pass on the other two. I'd just kill him and then a pass.
Oh, I would marry Collins for sure.
But Collins, I would be like, hun, you have so much potential. Stop getting fired.
I think it would be annoying.
It would be infuriating.
Like, you're so smart. Just apply it to a thing.
Yeah.
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 That's
He's
true.
Too much of a slacker.
Mm-hmm. He's a bit of a
and
slacker.
He only has a slave. I want a man with a whole coat. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need your dowry. Mm-hmm. And you don't want that dowry mm-hmm. to be one sleeve.
You can't
on
have
a coat.
Purloined dowry.
Well, I feel like you're really not giving Paul his due, but I support it. I support it.
Okay, wait, hold on. I will piggyback off of this. What about Collins, Angel, and the what's the other guy I mentioned?
The guy that says honest living and
yeah,
wants
honest
to squeeze.
Living.
He
wants
to
honest
squeeze
living.
Honest living.
Honest living.
Honest living. Honest living. Honest living. Honest living.
All right, Sam.
He's just trying to squeegee your car.
I know. And every time I see the play, that person is concentrating so hard.
Yeah.
Just like trying to get the, just get it. No.
Okay.
Goodbye. You die.
So everyone who has died so far is just way annoying.
Yes. Yeah. Annoying people must
annoying
die.
People. Okay. We have one more.
Oh.
Fuck, marry, kill. Jonathan Larson. Andrew Lloyd Webber. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay. I think... Jonathan Larson, he's already dead.
He is. We're not talking it. We're talking a living.
Yeah, you don't have to marry his corpse.
He lived to see the success of Rent. In this.
I bet you it wouldn't have been a success if he had lived.
Whoa.
Wow. Hot take.
I
Hot
don't
take.
Know.
We'll
and
never
also,
know.
It's not finished. It's not a finished musical.
Correct.
Yeah, which I think is very interesting.
But but the part of it that's less finished is the less good part. So maybe if he had lived, it would have been even better.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So I think I'm going to marry Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Why?
Because he's the nicest person.
Aw. Yeah.
I got to work with him on this thing and he was... so sweet, so nice.
Hamilton.
Yes, I was in the workshop of Hamilton at the Public. And
I knew I recognized your singing voice somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Remember the original mm-hmm. recording has uh-huh. that voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. It's me.
It's just you singing Rent songs.
Yes. And Lynn being like, this is the wrong musical.
But so nice about it.
Very nice. Fired me before it transferred to Broadway. I guess this is tough. I don't want to kill Andrew Lloyd Webber because I love the Phantom of the Opera.
Well, he's already written it.
He's here, the Phantom of the Opera.
That note was actually pretty close.
Really? Yeah. It was pretty close.
Thank you.
What a couple.
So wait, you can hear notes and you know when they're there?
I can hear notes and I know when they're there, yeah.
How?
I don't want to brag.
How?
I have perfect hearing, too.
Do you really?
No, no, no.
Can you sing a note and then see if I do it the same?
Sure.
Wait, should we sing notes and then Beth hears it?
Oh, or? Okay. Yeah,
well, no,
I'll
I
match
can't
you.
Name the note.
Yeah,
no,
but
no,
like,
you
see
tell
if they
us
were doing
if they're
the
good
same.
And they're
okay,
same.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Sarah, you sing a note.
Should I sing a medium note or a high note?
Oh, there's medium and high.
Do a medium first.
Okay.
You matched it?
Totally.
I did.
Hell yeah.
Now, it feels... There's sort of a lack of sort of finesse to it, but
Beth is your new vocal coach.
Teach me how to sing.
I can't. I'm not able to.
Okay,
do
is
that.
This good? Woke up today feeling the way I always do. Hungry for something I can't eat, but I can hear the beat, that feeling.
Okay. That started actually nice.
Did it?
But when you got to the word feeling, Woke up today. Okay. And then you sort of slid up to the up to feeling.
Yeah, she did like a little glissando.
Yeah.
A little glissando.
Yeah, that's when you're sliding up.
Wow.
Wait, what the question was that good?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
What is it from?
It's Hairspray.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's Tracy Turnblad. Is it the opening song? I think it might be the opening song.
Good Morning Baltimore?
Yeah.
Good Morning Baltimore!
That actually was it. I heard a little vibrato in there.
Oh, I can do vibrato.
Oh.
Wait, no.
Well, that's I think we've reached the end.
Can
a perfect display of vibrato.
Wait, no.
What if you start a little quieter? When you get louder, the note also has to go up.
Maybe I can only do a vibrato if I don't know I'm gonna do it.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
What are you trying? Are you just trying?
I'm trying to do a vibrato.
Okay, well, you did it earlier.
Yeah!
You did a little bit there.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think she might have.
The listeners to your podcast are going to hate this.
Maybe, if they got this far. We did talk about the lighting fixture for quite a while, so we might have lost them there.
Oh, you got to buy 13.
You got to buy 13.
Nicole.
Baker's dozen.
Where can people look at you and listen to you?
Whoa. all over. Instagram, Nicole Byer. Twitter, Nicole Byer. Facebook, Nicole Byer Comedy. Nailed It on Netflix. Loosely Exactly Nicole is on Facebook Watch. And then I find out today if a pilot I was in gets picked up.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
I hope it does.
Who knows?
And then Sunday nights sometimes.
Oh, Sunday nights mm-hmm. at the UCB Theater at 11 p.m. with Search History. And I do stand up all over the country. Go to NicoleByerWasTaken.com. That's my website because some woman named Olga Byer took my domain.
Her name's Olga Byer?
Yes.
Yeah, but one time she made a joke where she was like, they call me Byer, Nicole Byer.
I get it. Whoa, yeah, that makes sense.
That's a good callback.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I do improv too. Are you trying to do vibrato?
Uh-huh.
You didn't. I don't know what I would call that.
It's very good.
Well, if you have any information about what you would call any of the vocalizations Nicole did, you can email us at everythingisrentpod@gmail.com.
Or hit us up on our Instagram at everythingisrent.
Or our Twitter at everything_rent.
We'd like to thank Zach Reno for doing our music, and our artwork was done by James Mulholland.
Yes. Thank you for listening, and please do come back.
Please do, and thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Lorraine and I'm black.
I'm Sarah and I'm Jewish. Hey Lorraine, do you ever feel like there's stuff you're supposed to know about as a black person, but like you don't?
Ugh, you mean like how as a black person, I definitely should have seen 12 Years a Slave by now?
Yeah, or how about how as a Jewish person, I should have eaten tongue? Ugh. Anyway, guys, this is Learned Up Podcast, and we're learning basic black and Jewish stuff we should totally already know.
So go ahead to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Learned Up on Campfire Media.
We got new episodes every Tuesday, babies. So
let's get learned up.
Campfire.